USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC updated its monkeypox guidance on pets after a new study reported that a dog tested positive for the virus in France. The greyhound dog in Paris tested positive 12 days after its owners displayed symptoms. The report is published in the Lancet Medical Journal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FBI for its raid of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. DeSantis compared documents in a locked closet gets a raid, and documents on a wide-open web server does not get a raid.
Maybe someone here can remind me about when they did a search warrant at Hillary's house in Chappaqua, when she had a rogue server and she was laundering classified information.
Two primary elections today, Alaska and Wyoming. Today we'll find out if Liz Cheney's attacks on President Trump sat well with her Cowboy State constituents, as she's being challenged by Trump-supported Harriet Hageman, USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The FBI stormed President Trump's Florida Mar-a-Lago home last week with automatic machine guns at the ready. Exceeding the warrant's writ, the FBI stole President Trump's passports in the raid, in another display of exceeding their mandate. Trump called out the FBI for the theft, and the FBI offered to return the passports. A pizza recall is underway in America.
Chicago-based Home Run In Frozen Pizza is recalling more than 13,000 pounds of frozen meat pizza products. The U.S. Department of Ag saying the food may have been contaminated with foreign material, including metal. The recall applies to frozen 33.5-ounce cartons containing Home Run In Chicago's Premium Pizzeria Deluxe Sausage Classic Pizza. They were also produced on June 6th and the Best Buy date of December 2nd, 2022. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A pay dispute in Massachusetts has one person taking a website down and going home.
Officials in Newton, Massachusetts are investigating a former employee they accuse of shutting down the police website during a pay dispute. The mayor says the former employee, the police department's IT director, took down the department's website in late June and July. According to the Boston Globe, the website directed visitors to a message that called on them to ask the mayor to restore it. Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller says the employee controls access to the website and has not turned it over to the city. A new department website is now live. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
With the American people on the hook for another $739 billion for the partisan tax and spend bill, Tom O'Sabin is with the National Association of Tax Professionals and says some things are still unknown in this bill.
There's also a 1% tax that's being placed upon corporations for doing stock buybacks. Again, that would normally happen in a larger company. Just throw out somebody like Amazon or Google or IBM who may want to buy back stock from shareholders, and there will be a 1% tax. How that's calculated, we don't know at this point, whether it would be on the market value of that stock or an average of a market value as to when the date goes out. But those are some big end revenue raisers.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.